إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for me, demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, because a reminder benefits the believers. And we want to remind ourselves this afternoon of some of the ayat from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's book, as Allah Ta'ala encourages us to reflect and to ponder on His ayat. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't they ponder and reflect on the Qur'an? Had it been from other than Allah, they would have found many contradictions in it. Or as Allah Ta'ala says in the other ayat, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder and reflect on the Qur'an? Or is there a seal over their hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we'll see in these ayat, praises the people of knowledge and calls us to the importance of seeking knowledge from the people of knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, Allah bears witness that no God has the right to be worshipped but Him. And the angels and the people of knowledge also bear witness to that. Also bear witness to the fact that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. And Allah continues in the ayat as He says, no God has the right to be worshipped but Him, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and those in authority from amongst yourselves. Those in authority from amongst yourselves, the leaders and the people of knowledge. And if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and His Messenger. Meaning the final say-so is with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people of knowledge, it is their duty to bring to you Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As there is no evidence in Islam other than Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that's better as a final decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ وَالْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and whenever an issue of public concern, whether fear or safety is the issue, then they hurry to publicize it, meaning before that it's checked out. And if they would have turned the issue back to the Messenger and into those people of authority, meaning the people of knowledge, then those who had knowledge would have knew the reality of that issue. Meaning the people, they hurry with the news that they get and they spread it before it's even really understood or checked out. And they should let the people of knowledge handle the public affairs of the Muslims so that the affairs could be handled properly. Allah Ta'ala finishes this ayah with this statement, and if it wasn't for Allah's favor and mercy upon you, most of you would have followed the shaytan, except a few of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجْعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, it is not proper that all of the Muslims go forth at one time, meaning to go out and fight jihad. And if there would be a party from every group that would remain behind to get an understanding of this deen, so that they could warn the people when they came back to them, so that perhaps the people may be cautious. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to a group of people who are not going to go out and fight jihad. They're going to remain behind and get an understanding of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an understanding of this deen, so that the people might be educated when they return back from fighting jihad fi sabilillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and we have not sent before you as a messenger except men that we have revealed to them revelation. So ask the people of knowledge when you don't know. Ahlul Dhikr, it refers to the people of knowledge of the dhikr or the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says this in the other ayah, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed, we have sent down the dhikr, and indeed we are the preservers of it. The dhikr, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the Qur'an and the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. And don't say what you have no knowledge of. Indeed, the hearing and the sight and the intellect will all be questioned. So don't say what you have no knowledge of. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدَنِي عِلْمًا. And say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. This was a statement in Allah's book to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to all of the believers after him, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, to increase us in knowledge. Rabbi zidna ilma. Our Lord, increase us in knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الحق says, وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. And these are the examples or the parables that we set forth for the people, but only the people of knowledge will understand them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, the only people who really fear Allah are the people who have knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in another ayat, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah ta'ala, He says, say, are those who have knowledge like those who don't have knowledge? The only people who reflect are the people of knowledge. And Allah ta'ala, He says in that same surah, وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah ta'ala, He says, and give glad tidings to my servants, those who listen to what is being said and follow the best of it. They are the ones that Allah has guided, and they are the people of intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I command you to have knowledge of لا إله إلا الله, that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah has raised up those from amongst you who believe and those who have been given knowledge in degrees. Reflect on these ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. These ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praises the people of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the distinction of the people of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to hold fast and to ask and to learn this knowledge from the people of knowledge. This is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. Reflect on this and increase yourselves in knowledge of Allah's deen, knowledge of Allah's book, and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. We also see in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the commandment to seek knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who commanded us to obey His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to take guidance from the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa salatu wa salam, because he is, as Allah ta'ala describes him, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And he does not speak from his own desires, but he only speaks from revelation revealed to him. Or as Allah Ta'ala describes His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatever he prohibits you, leave it. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives us the recommendation to seek this knowledge. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever Allah wants good for, he will give him a fiqh of this deen, meaning an understanding of this deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقُهُ. And this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the best of you in jahiliyyah are the best of you in Islam, provided that he gets a fiqh of this deen, or an understanding of this deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. أخرجه مسلم. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever treads a path seeking knowledge in that path, then Allah would make it easy for him the path to Jannah. And this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam قال, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ تَعَلَّمُوا إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ وَالْفِقْهُ بِالتَّفَقُّهُ وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. أخرجه الطبراني وهو حسن. Where the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, O humanity, I command you to seek the knowledge, and knowledge is only acquired by seeking it, and gaining an understanding of this religion is only by seeking it. And whoever Allah wants good for, He will make it, He will, whoever Allah wants good for, He will give him an understanding of this deen. And this is authentically collected by Al-Tabarani. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. أخرجه ابن ماجة وحسن إن شاء الله. Where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, seeking knowledge is an obligation on every Muslim. And this is authentically collected by Ibn Majah. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يبغض كل عالم بالدنيا جاهل بالآخرة. أخرجه السيوطي في الجامع الصغير, وهو في صحيح الجامع الصغير الألباني رحمه الله. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, indeed Allah Ta'ala, he hates everyone knowledgeable of the worldly affairs, ignorant of the affairs of the hereafter. And this has been authentically collected by Al-Suyuti in his Jami' al-Saghir. And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إن الله لا ينتزع العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من العباد ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. متفق عليه. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, indeed Allah would not snatch away the knowledge from the people by just snatching it away, but the knowledge will be taken away by the dying off of the people of knowledge. Until there's no people of knowledge left, the people take the ignorant as their leaders and they ask them questions and they go astray, meaning the leaders themselves go astray and they lead astray. There are so many other ayat and hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that shows us the importance of seeking knowledge and from being from amongst the people of knowledge, that we can't emphasize this point enough. We want to show you that you can't really be Muslim until you have knowledge of this deen, and that the people have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they're ignorant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation. As Allah ta'ala, He says in some ayat, قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say, is it other than Allah that you are commanding me to worship, O you ignorant people? The ignorant are the people who call the people against the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't learn Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you won't know who Allah is or how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you might be from amongst the people of the hellfire. As Allah ta'ala shows us in His book, a scene from Yawm al-Qiyamah where the ignorant will be from the hellfire, as Allah ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعَقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. They will say, meaning the people of the hellfire, they will say, if we had only listened and understood or used our intellect, we would have not been from the people of the hellfire. This is a characteristic of the people who are going to the fire, the people of ignorance. Increase your knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one is too old to learn. Just last night, we were in a discussion with a Christian and a Muslim. And this Muslim, he used to be a Christian before, and he accepted Islam, and he was breaking down or explaining that the Bible calls to this deen of al-Islam. And the man who was a Christian, he was 70 years old. After he listened to the explanation, he said, I never knew what I knew today. And this new knowledge that has come to me today has convinced me that al-Islam is the truth. And then he took his shahada just last night at 70 years old. You're never too old to learn the truth. You're never too old to increase yourself in knowledge. Increase yourself in knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the children are not too young to learn also. The children, they're not too young to learn also. But you have to send your children to the Muslim school if they're going to learn Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why aren't your children in the Muslim schools? Why don't you send your children to the Muslim schools? Why do you continue to make excuses why your children aren't in the Muslim school? If we command you to send your children to Madrasa to Ahlul Sunnah, you say, why send our children to Madrasa to Ahlul Sunnah? There are many other Muslim schools. Okay, send your children to one of them so that they can learn Allah's book and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't debate us with a flimsy excuse. Do we only have to send our children to Madrasa to Ahlul Sunnah? And instead you wind up sending them to the public school, letting them learn the easy path to the hellfire, when Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages us to seek the knowledge of His book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the knowledge of this deen of al-Islam. Why don't you send your children to the Muslim school when you have the money to do so? Why are you sitting around with flimsy excuses? When you're commanded to send your children to the Muslim school, then you have an excuse. Well, the education isn't superior there, and I find a more superior education elsewhere. I've never heard of a more flimsy excuse than this. Is there a knowledge above Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Is there a knowledge more important to the human being than the knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? People will only be thrown into the fire because they don't know and they haven't acted on Allah's book, the Qur'an, and the sunnah of His last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some of the Muslims, they claim that they don't have enough money. Send your children to the Madrasa to Ahlul Sunnah. I don't have enough money. Okay, work something out. Work something out for your children. Work something out so that you can educate them to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't sit on the side and use it as an excuse and you haven't made any effort to try to work out a deal with the Muslim school so that your children can be educated to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallahi, there's no more excuses for you. If you don't send your children to the Muslim school after you have heard Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then I feel sorry for you when you meet your Lord tabarak wa ta'ala. There's no more excuses. And besides, nowadays, walillahi alhamd, the Muslim schools are much more advanced than they used to be years ago. And the education in the Muslim schools nowadays is superior to many of the kafir schools, walhamdulillah. And that is even growing in many of the Muslim schools. The Muslim schools offer much more than the kafir schools offer. First, they offer Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and no one can offer anything equivalent to that. In the Muslim schools now, alhamdulillah, they offer the separation of the sexes. They offer morality and good character for the Muslim children. The Muslim schools now, alhamdulillah, they're offering a superior education. Many of the Muslims, alhamdulillah, are educated themselves and they understand the importance of education for their children, and they're working with the Muslim schools on the PTA associations and what have you in order to make sure that the Muslim schools have the finest education for their children. Don't continue to hear this call. Or don't continue to know that your brother in Islam or your sister in Islam has children and they're continuing to send their children to the public school, turning away from the Muslim schools. Educate yourself and your children to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rabbi zidna ilma. Our Lord, increase us in knowledge. Rabbi zidna ilma. Our Lord, increase us in knowledge. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. O Allah, we ask You for Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. O Allah, we ask You for Jannah. Allahumma jirna minan-nar. O Allah, save us from the fire. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, save us from the fire. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.